The ski resort hamlet of Girdwood could be left without police protection if a contract with the city of Whittier is not finalized before October 1st. The state will close its Alaska State Trooper post in Girdwood in a little over 2 weeks, while contract negotiations between Anchorage and Whittier for law enforcement services for Girdwood have yet to be completed. Sam Daniel heads public safety and utilities for the Girdwood Board of Supervisors. He told the Anchorage Municipal Assembly this week that contract negotiations need to be speeded up.
The Whittier contract is down to about the last 5 or 10% of negotiations between the city of Whittier and the municipality of Anchorage. And there's a renewed sense of urgency in requesting the city's assistance in helping us to push this over the finish line.
Daniel says the sticking point now is in how 911 calls will be forwarded from APD dispatch to Whittier. He says another complication lies in how Whittier's city government requires its city council to approve the contract at two different council meetings, adding to the timeline for contract approval.
If we don't have the contract finalized by the 1st because of Whittier's timeline for approval, then we may very well try to put some sort of an interim agreement together similar to what we had during Forest Fair so that Whittier can be our interim police coverage until we have the contract finalized.
Municipal Attorney Bill Falsey, fresh from a meeting on the issue on Wednesday, said there's no reason there won't be a smooth transition for Girdwood.
There's no technical reason that should preclude a person from calling 911 in Girdwood from ultimately being routed to a Whittier police officer for a response. There have been open questions about how 911 handoffs and dispatches will work. I think we are well down the road of solving all of those open questions, and now we see no reason why that can't be completely resolved.
Falsey says the contract would provide two officers for Girdwood's service area at all times, although how they would be dispatched is up to the Whittier police chief. However, Falsey said Wednesday contract negotiations are not finalized yet and may not beat the October 1 deadline because Whittier's city council may not approve the contract in time.
That is not likely to happen before October 1st. But as an interim measure, as I understand it, the Whittier Council can adopt a short straddle contract, which would cover us for a month or two.
Sam Daniel says he's optimistic that the negotiations will be successful if an interim agreement is necessary. Daniel says it will mean only regular patrols in Girdwood, not 12 to 16 hours a day of police coverage. During the Muni's April election this year, Girdwood residents approved a local tax assessment to pay for the $618,000 law enforcement contract.